It's Sunday, August 10th, 2025, and the globalists are trying to derail the Trump-Putin peace summit this Friday in Alaska. We're going to break it all down.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Against tyranny and in defense 100% of liberty. I am your battle-hardened host, Alex Jones, kicking off another live teleprompter-free transmission for the next 4 hours. You got me, Alexander Emmerich Jones, for the next 2 hours. Then the great Chase Geyser with Sunday Night Live, 6 to 8 p.m. Central. Start your engines as we enter the 202nd day of the return of the American Republic. Well, I have seen a lot of really good actions against the globalists in the last week by Trump. 6 months ago, I would give him a 98. A month ago, I would give him about a 95. He's already dialed back up to about a 97. And anybody that isn't looking at all the positive stuff Trump's doing and is just bitching and whining and complaining is not paying attention. Doesn't mean we don't get on Trump's ass and people in his administration when they go the wrong direction. No, we put him in there. He works for us. They got national news constantly cherry-picking when I criticize this or that. Jones has deserted Trump. Jones has abandoned ship. Bull crap. Now, I'm making sure gremlins, little globalist goblins, aren't able to hijack the wheel. That's what we're doing. All right, I've been warning of this for a long time, but this week when we learned on Thursday that Trump is going to have a summit this Friday in Alaska with Putin, that the globalists would pull out all the stops, that the northern group, as it's called, part of NATO, led by the UK and Keir Starmer, would try to sabotage it, and that we were entering the main zone of false flags to be blamed on Russia. And sure enough, Russia's come out and said there will be titanic efforts to prevent peace with Ukraine, including false flags. They're predicting U.S. or NATO ships to be attacked is the intel they've gotten and blamed on Russia. And again, I don't just sit here and spout Russian talking points. We've seen the Ukrainians and NATO stage false flag after false flag after false flag. And so Russia doesn't have a motive to blow up a U.S. ship or a NATO ship or attack a nuclear reactor that's under their control in eastern Ukraine or fire missiles into Poland. All of this, the Ukrainians have already been caught doing with NATO. Nord Stream pipeline, missiles into Poland, attacking the big nuclear power plant, largest in the world, there in eastern Ukraine. And now you've got the northern group, officially, the coalition of the willing, at least 10 EU nations led by the UK, France, and Germany, Mears, Macron, Starmer, saying, we're not going to allow Ukraine to be abandoned. We're not going along with this plan. We're not going to let the Russians have Crimea and a small zone in the east to connect it to Russia, which it's always been part of, which the Russians grabbed in 2014. No, we're going to continue the war forever, even though they've lost. And the Russians are out producing munitions 3-1, and NATO started it. So the Russians aren't little sweet cupcakes we're going to play patty cake with and watch sunsets with, but they didn't start it, and that's a fact. And the usual neocon suspects have crawled out from under their garbage cans or their little pedo holes to say, wow, this would be like the president meeting with Al-Qaeda after 9/11. You mean with you, Bolton? And Cheney and Rumsfeld and Wormser and Pearl and Netanyahu that we know ran the 9/11 hoax? You mean like you? And now, right before Trump got in, you guys all got together with Israel and Turkey and took over Syria and put Al-Qaeda in charge officially? You mean you? I wouldn't open your fat, ugly mouth about Al-Qaeda, you piece of filth. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Massive news straight ahead. You just saw an ad for methylene blue. Tell people the short-term effect and then now the long-term effect.
Yeah, it gives you a good energy boost. I use it before I work out. So if I'm going to be doing kettlebell workouts, like I do some methylene blue about a half hour before. Gives you mental focus. I don't crash afterwards. That's good stuff. I need some more.
How fast did it kick in?
About 15, 20 minutes. I take about a half hour before my workout.
And then you're saying you're almost out of the bottle. Was that 3 weeks ago, a month ago?
Yeah, something like that. You give me the liquid and the pills, too.
You're almost out of both?
Yeah, I'm almost out of both.
Oh, my goodness. Well, all right. I'll give you more. Right. For the audience, we can't give it to everybody. We need your support, theultrasore.com. For me personally, the first week I got on it, I actually started to hurt myself because the workouts were so crazy. My trainer goes, dude, what's going on? Like 3 days into it. I go, I don't know.
I like it better than doing like a five-hour energy shot because those will make you crash afterwards. This doesn't have the crash.
See, that no crash.
Right.
If you'll just try it, you'll be hooked, and we can fund the operation. It's a win-win. Now's the time. Get the methylene blue, bare minimum, thealexostore.com.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
The upper hand. We've turned the tide. Populist, anti-globalist, common censors are winning elections all over the world in every major sector of the planet. Humanity is rising. Tyranny's attempt with the COVID power grab and all the rest of it has only awoken the sleeping giant to its terrible purpose. All right, here we are in the fabled, embattled InfoWars studio, still here, Sunday, August 10th, 2025. Thanks to you, viewers and listeners. Thanks to the men and women in the arena, your word of mouth, your prayer, and your support at thealexjonesstore.com. All right, we have the incredibly historic, dangerous, because the globalists are going to make their moves, you can bet your bottom dollar, peace summit with Vladimir Putin and Donald John Trump in Alaska coming up this Friday. And if they stop this war, it doesn't just save millions and dial back the danger of nuclear war. It cuts Russia away from China. It ensures all of our new initiatives that block the Belt and Road Initiative, the BRICS. It stops the EU tyranny and its expansionist plans and deals a death blow to the globalists. It supercharges the U.S. economy and so much more. And the Russian Foreign Ministry, Lavrov, has come out and said there will be titanic efforts to prevent peace with Ukraine. And they go into what those efforts will be, false flag attacks. And again, you heard that from me first. I don't follow the Russian talking points. They just always, days or weeks after I say something, say the exact same thing because they see the same thing going on and, quite frankly, listen to me. But they're not the only government that does. That's just a fact. That's the level we're at by the grace of God. Okay. We've got that. Then a story we put out has gone super viral. It's on Drudge Report. It got picked up everywhere. And I don't know why, because it was already in the news, but our report on it went everywhere. I am a failure. Google AI develops depression, and engineers are rushing to cure it. Now, I know exactly what's going on there. I'll get into it coming up. Then another story that's super viral. And again, everybody's heard about this for decades here. It's now coming to market, so it's now happening, so people are freaking out, and that's good. So what's old is new once people finally pay attention to something. And that's lab-grown meat and lab-grown butter and bud protein. And what's going on here? Well, as the globalists target real, traditional, sustainable agriculture, the name is sustainability, and you saw the U.S. climate envoy last year, Kerry repeatedly said, we got to cut farming in half or people will starve. We've got to choke somebody to death or they might die of asphyxiation. We've got to give you 3 teaspoons of cyanide or you might die. We've got to shoot you in the head with a shotgun or you might bleed to death. We've got to cut your head off or you might bleed to death. Yeah, we got to get rid of half the farms or people will starve. I can play the clips, played it many times. They are dismantling the normal, healthy, good agriculture system and bringing in total tyranny. And people are pissed. I've seen polls where 98% of Americans want it banned. 8 states have banned it, including Texas. But they are still rushing ahead with it. And now Bill Gates' lab-grown butter, you're going to want to hear about this. But I want to tell people before I get to that, just a little piece of nugget. Henrietta Lacks in the 50s came in and had cancer in her belly. It was in her cervix, it was in her uterus, and it had spread. In about a week and a half, like The Blob or the movie The Thing, the tumor grew and she didn't die, but it grew to like a, 50, 60, 70 pounds and absorbed her until she was just basically a giant amoeba blob on the hospital bed. And they said, what is this? And I'm going to show you the medical history literature. They took photos of stuff, but they've never released them. They've created hundreds of millions of tons. Did you hear what I just said? Seriously, I'll give you the actual. It's a massive tonnage, millions of tons of her cells. And the cloning of drugs and chemicals, the lab growing of whatever you want, you just take a chunk of her cells, looks like spam, I've seen photos of that, and you throw it in basically sugar water or a big vat, a petri dish, and then you throw in a salmon. Literally, they can just throw in a salmon or throw in a cow or throw in a horse or throw in whatever they want, throw in an egg. And it grows a giant blob of that. Oh, and I forgot, they also shoot a bunch of growth hormone or insulin growth factor into it. Now, do you have any idea how deadly all that is? I mean, it's literally the most deadly cancer ever found. They claim they only found one other person in the 70s, an aborted 8.5-month-old Caucasian boy. He has a name, it has a code name, a number prefix. I'll show it to you. And he's the only other immortal cell line they claim they found. But you can take a piece of this cells and just leave it in a container, not even refrigerated, and you can come back 50 years later and it's still alive. It's actual zombie tissue. So you know, you see a movie, zombies, that's obviously not real, but this is real. So when you hear about lab-grown meat, folks, you're eating Henrietta Lacks or this other boy. So you're eating a dead white baby or a dead black lady. Literally. Now, is that amazing or what? And they got giant factories all over the world. They've licensed their cells everywhere, the U.S. government. They've sold to everybody. And they mainly use Henrietta Lacks because she's even better than this dead white kid that's in the literature. Now, if you're a new viewer, you're like, what? Folks, you can't make this up. I know it doesn't sound real. Please look into it. So that's coming up tonight. And people are finally freaked out about it. I mean, I saw it everywhere. My inbox got filled with it in the last 48 hours. I was on X and I'd see a video with 30 million views, 60 million views, 20 million views, 90 million views, 4 million views. And I thought, wow, if people are freaked out about this, how about they're just freaked out about lab-grown meat now on store shelves nationwide. Bug protein now on stores nationwide. Wait till people learn where it came from and how it's being produced. And again, people are like, well, Trump better ban it. Kennedy's trying to ban it. 8 states have banned it. But this was all preloaded, and we're moving in the right direction. And Kennedy just banned all thimerosal and vaccines. That's most vaccines have now been banned. He just banned all 22 new mRNA shots last week. So he's hitting on all cylinders. He's had to fire a bunch of people because they kept sneaking around behind his back, sabotaging stuff and signing his name to things, just like with the auto pen. So this is incredible stuff. But put Henrietta Lacks back up there. Imagine she goes in, she's got some cancer, and a week and a half later, it literally, in the reports, the tumor was bigger than what she was left. It was just giant amoeba on top of her, like absorbing her in live time before, and then she finally died. And the amoeba kept eating her. It was like an actual giant amoeba from her own, that came out of her. It was like, when you talk about the movie Alien, this is way scarier and real. And now that woman's genetics has been more reproduced than anybody else's, they admit. So let's say you go get prescription growth hormone. It says on the package, cloned human growth hormone. Grew it on her cells. Or this dead white kid. I forget. They never gave him a name. They gave him a code designation. I'll pull up the literature. But this is wild. And I said I'd get to it. I'm kind of getting to it now. Also, another huge area we're going to be looking at, and that is, oh, Mexico says that the United States has announced that it's going to invade it. No, NATO has invaded Russia. Mexico and China have invaded the United States. When Trump stood up with these tariff deals, he wasn't attacking people, he was retaliating to the attack. Mexico is run by the narco terrorist states, Venezuela, other countries. It's run by the cartels on record. And Trump's given them 7 months to stop the activities and shut down the cartels, and they haven't. So Trump is saying, I'm getting ready to have the U.S. military, as he did 4 or 5 months ago, designate them terrorists, take action against the cartels that are more well-equipped than even the Mexican military. So, translation, Trump has declared war on the cartels, and he warned them all, and now they haven't taken action. And so now Trump is getting ready to go after them. And I'm not for invading Iraq or Syria or Russia. And I've been against all these past wars because it was globalist run, globalist started, and not in our interest. I 100% support President Trump if he decides to engage in military strikes against drug cartels inside Mexico. They control whole states. They control whole areas. General Flynn got the communiques 4 months ago that he and I and others are on a cartel hit list. The Democrats are manipulating. You got Pelosi saying, you know, MS-13's all God's children. They work with these people. They use them as their private army. So I don't like war. But we have millions of dead from fentanyl. We have millions dead from the crime waves and all the stuff of the past decades. We have a physical invasion. We have Mexico helping continue the invasion. We are under attack. We didn't start it. The Marines and the Army have had to go into Mexico in World War I when Mexico sided with the Germans and attacked us, and before that. And if the Marines need to go into Mexico City, so be it. But I don't think that's going to happen. Trump's saying they're going to strategically target the cartels, who have basically taken over many parts of the United States and corrupted our governments. And look, the CIA was working with them before. A lot of the cartels, and they gang up on one or gang up on the other. Didn't really run them, but quasi controlled them and worked with them. Trump has ended all that. And that's why the New York Times, when Trump first got in, 6-7 months ago, the headline, if Trump actually, what was the exact headline? It was, here's why Trump designating Mexican drug cartels could be bad for the U.S. economy. And they had all these other articles. Oh, you know, you can't do that. So much money's laundered through. It'll collapse the economy. Trump doesn't care. It has to stop. How many people do you know that have died from the drugs coming in from Mexico, the fentanyl and the meth and the rest of it? How many people do you know have been carjacked or killed, like Jamie White, by Mexican mafia-connected people wearing their Mexican flag outfits when they killed him? No, we've got to call the bluff on this. And we're under attack, and that's what militaries are for. When somebody's on your border, attacking you with crime and drugs and human waves, that's when you go to war. Just like Russia has NATO on its border starting wars, and it went to war. I don't like what Russia did overall, but I understand why they did it. Well, it's the same thing. We're under attack. This is going on. Mexico's a failed state. They won't get their act together. And if they won't take out the drug cartels, the U.S. military will. So, you want to find a war Alex Jones is for? You want to find a war that I support? It's not against the Mexican people. They're the main victims of this, even worse than us. It is the drug cartels that do not respect this country, do not respect us. And, of course, the CIA helped do it. And Trump's taking control of that. And I can tell you from my sources deep inside the Pentagon, the Army Special Operations, you name it, they're going after the banks that launder the money. They're shutting down the CIA operations. And they've told the cartels, they've had 7 months. And they told the Mexican government, Trump told them, you will make a real effort to shut this down or we're going to come down there and we're going to kill people. We're going to come in with C-130s at 20,000 feet in the air. And we're going to blow all those compounds and facilities up where the cartels at some facilities, they even show it. They have hundreds of giant armored vehicles, helicopters, all this crap, huge torture facilities where they torture men, women, and children. They rape 80%+ of the kids that come across the border and the women. And Trump's like, listen, I'm telling you, we're going to kill you. You're killing us. So I 100% support a measured strategic rollout. And look, the cartels may do terror attacks. They may kill Republican leaders. That's what they do. Good. Let's get an out in the open fight here. That way it's not kids dying of fentanyl overdoses and stuff. We'll send in the men and we'll fight your men and we'll see who wins. I'm betting on the United States of America. And this will also send a message to the rest of the world that America's back. Wars are when you're actually being killed by somebody. Wars are for when someone is crapping all over you. Wars is when a neighboring country does not respect you and is run by criminals that are attacking you. That's what war is for when it's just. And will it be nasty? Will it be horrible? Will it be disgusting? Yeah, it'll be better than surrender and millions of our people dying quietly. And the illegal aliens running over people and the drunk drivers and the carjackings and my reporter getting killed and all the home break-ins and all the rest of it. So these criminals, just like the thugs all over D.C., carjackings 10 times a day, murders, everybody getting robbed, home invasions. And Trump's like, I'm putting feds on the streets and we're going to federally charge people. I mean, look, you've got to do something. The communists, the globalists, defunded the police. They want to make us a failed state just like Mexico. Trump is doing what he has to do. And on this, I 100% support him. In fact, let's just get to this now, then I'll get into the Russia and all the rest of the news I mentioned in great detail, all the videos and more coming up. Let's hit this right now. Trump approves military action against Latin American cartels classified as terrorist organizations. He gave them 7 months. And they told him to go to hell. And a lot of them will be the Coast Guard, you know, pulling over boats in our waters. I mean, most of this is not like C-130s, you know, flying around with howitzers and Puff the Magic Dragon vaporizing cartel bases. But that's going to be part of it, I predict. If the cartels start shooting back, which they've already done a few times, which that's why this is happening. You've seen the cartels every week. It's, you know, back at the paper, shooting at the Border Patrol, shooting Border Patrol, doing all this. Just watch what happens. Real simple. And the Mexican military will finally work with us as soon as their president buckles. And the Army's pretty corrupt down there. I'm told from my sources the Navy and their Marines are pretty good, the Mexican Marines. And then, you know, Sheinbaum can take a hike down there if she wants to work with the cartels. I mean, who knows? Maybe Sheinbaum gets removed from office, like Zelensky's about to be. Mexico's president draws red line U.S. kinetic operations against drug cartels not welcome on her soil. Well, you know what's not welcome? Millions of dead from fentanyl and all the crime and all the human trafficking and all the crap, Ms. Sheinbaum. President Sheinbaum. Mexico president vows there will be no invasion and reports that Trump is targeting cartels with military force. Yeah, see how that works. Mexico's president says U.S. forces are unwelcome in her country. Yeah, well, all your crap's unwelcome too. Got to cut off the Democrats' money supply. That's part of this. Mexican president rules out Trump's reported plan against drug cartels. Where there's a will, what happens now? President Trump has authorized military force against cartels. So, we're not starting a war with the Mexican drug cartels that run that country. They started it. We're just recognizing that it's going on. And once America finds its instincts again and finds its genetic code, and I don't mean that like an American Eagle ad about white people. I mean it's code, what it is, to not sit there and bend over and take it up the ass all day by the whole world, this will turn around very quickly. So go ahead, Mexican cartels, attack a U.S. military base. Go ahead, kill some Marines, kill some Army. Watch what happens. You're going to get your asses blown to hell. So you want to fight? You better believe you're about to get one. Because Trump is very focused, and he looks at all the data he's got of what's killing this country. And one of the biggest things is that narco-terrorist state to the south of us with a bunch of arrogant drug cartels that have taken control of the government and bullied almost every bit of it. And let me tell you something. When they run up against 21st century high-tech military, it's bye-bye. They're not guys with a bag of rice and AK-47 on the Ho Chi Minh Trail. They are in compounds, running towns and cities, out in the open. They will be vaporized. I understand their threat, their posture, what they've got, what they have. They are a pushover for the U.S. military, other than if they decide to resort to terror attacks and targeting U.S. law enforcement leaders, which hey, eggs got to get broken here. You want to come up here and you want to kill some federal agents and some judges or talk show hosts? I know you got a hit out on me. Well, that's what grows the tree of liberty, bitch. So if you think all Americans have had their balls cut off, and if you think there's no Americans left, you're about to find out. I predict war with Mexico. It'll be called a security action. And I predict Sheinbaum's going to get thrown out on her communist ass. Just like we took the Panama Canal very quietly. And I can assure you, it wasn't the Boy Scouts down there doing that. I'll assure you, that's when Xi Jinping flipped out and said, we're ready to go to war with the U.S., started flipping out. Because a whole bunch of these little Chi-Com operatives fell down the stairs or took a dive out of helicopters. So if Trump lets the U.S. military off the leash, the Mexican drug cartels will be wiped out within a month. Anyway, sorry. People are like, God, Jones is a warmonger. You better believe I am when it's on our border and killing a bunch of us. That's what war is for. War isn't to go over and blow up countries and regime change and try to teach the Muslims how to chop their sons' penises off and, you know, you go attack the Russians because George Soros doesn't like them. No, war, there's a place for war. Read the Bible. Time to live, a time to die. Time for war, a time for peace. And if Mexico is a failed state that's going to suck us down a black hole with it, we can liberate Mexico and liberate ourselves. So I want it. Bring the war. It's already here. It's already started, like Patrick Henry said. Why don't we sit her idly by? All right, we'll be right back, though. I'm going to shift gears out of this and get into the ending the war with Russia straight ahead. We were on the phone with our big sponsor, Bigley, this morning up in Arkansas. Great people. And it was their idea to have a VIP. If you're a VIP, you get any of the supplements, any of the t-shirts, any of the ball caps, buy one, get one free. And it's been a successful sale. But then they call up this morning and they go, well, we've done the numbers. This is basically not making any money. And I said, yeah, some of your sales are too good. I mean, with the t-shirts and stuff, there's only 50% markup on a t-shirt. I mean, these things cost just nice fabric, nice printing, everything. Like an XXL is like 15, 16 bucks. You're selling it for 30, and then you buy one, get one free. That's not making any money. So that's the paradox with these sales. It brings in a bunch of money, but very little profit. The way we get around that is for those of you that really want to support the fight, not just get incredible products, there are three or four shirts on there that have markup that are $45 instead of 30, so we make 15 bucks, like the new limited edition Murdered Out Black on Black with the American flag on the right shoulder, InfoWars. Wow, that's a fundraiser shirt, I guess at 35, if you remember. So I guess we make $5, $6 on that. The point is these are great deals. We need funds. We're fighting the globalists at point blank range. And they got a receivership hearing with Judge Gloria Gamble that ran the Texas show trial next week to send the sheriffs here. I get it could be within days next Wednesday. Shut us down. And I'm sure we'll get lots of funds then once we're shut down. Be like, oh God, he really did need help. Oh yeah. We have been battling and barely surviving. They turned the internet off here before. They had a fake sale to Bloomberg's front group. Remember all that? And it was because we didn't give up and the crew didn't give up. When I told the crew, no, we're going to beat this. Don't go. And I stayed here and slept here a couple times. That we're still here. And because you bought the products, we had enough money for lawyers to go battle it and beat it. Everybody listening needs to get off the fence, get off the bench, get up at the plate, and needs to go become a VIP. $30 a month, see it as a donation. You get $40 each month to spend the store, sales on top of everything, special deals, special offers just to you. It's insane. And then if you really just want to support and you don't want methylene blue or turmeric, you're crazy if you don't, or Ultimate Life Force, the best cardiovascular spike protein detox, everybody should be taking it. And it's the best. Ultimate Life Force is the best cardiovascular, heart health, spike protein detoxer. Every man, woman, and child should take at least one regimen of it, see how you feel. It does dramatic things. We have the strongest turmeric. You should get it. And I got a lot of news to cover. I won't sit here and beat a dead horse, but the news we get out is so powerful, and it's that less than 1% of people that buy stuff at theauctionstore.com that make all this possible. And this fight is your fight. They want us off the air because they want to shut down focal points of organizations that hold the Trump administration's feet to the fire and warn Trump and warn his advisors and have a big effect and big pull, as the administrations have said and as the Democrats have said. They've come after Trump. They've sued Trump. They've had their operatives in there, and they see our stuff everywhere. Step into the zone of history and understand that you are the key. You are the variable. You are the Paul Revere's. You are the resistance. And this dog don't hunt without you.
Ultimate Fish Oil is not just a supplement, but a statement.
Morning.
Not only can Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com help your heart, mind, and joints, but it keeps InfoWars on the air.
Morning. Morning.
Your heart is the engine of your life, and Ultimate Fish Oil is the premium fuel it craves.
Morning. Morning. Morning.
Morning. Ultimate Fish Oil is your cognitive clarity captain. The DHA in this formula is a foundational stone for brain health. Ultimate Fish Oil is your joint health general. The soothing reduction in inflammation ensures you'll feel invincible in the info war. InfoWars has never wavered from its mission, and with Ultimate Fish Oil, neither will you. Step up to the plate, nourish your body, and nourish the fight for a future where the new world order is defeated. Get it now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
The United States of America's long surrender to the globalists in all their different operations and all these countries and institutions that think that they can treat us like a doormat is over. And all the political correctness, if you don't go along with whatever the New World Order operation is, that you're some racist, you're Hitler, people are sick of it, and the spell is broken, and the sleeping giant has awoken. Now, I know exactly what's about to go down with this peace summit Friday because I've been following the whole thing. Trump knows NATO started this. Trump knows Biden accelerated it and his controllers. He said it hundreds of times. He's right. And he knows the West started it. And he knows the Russians have won. And the U.S. supplies 85% of the funding, controls almost 100% of the intelligence. When you're intelligence, that means the satellites that guide the missiles and everything else, the telemetry, everything. So you notice Trump about 5 months ago for just a week pulled all U.S. intelligence, and suddenly the Ukrainians were blind and the Russians were dominating because Trump was trying to get Zelensky to come to the table. Because the U.S. initiated this. John Bolton, Victoria Nuland, George Soros, they're all bragging for 15 years they started the whole thing. The EU says they want to break up Russia. They say it's their business plan. They say, we think Russia will never go nuclear. We're going to have a 20 to 30 year conventional war. They'll finally collapse and we'll break Russia in five parts and Europe will take it over. I mean, they put that on national German French TV. I played the clips here many times, last year and this year. The Russians see that. It's provocative. And so the Russians came in and got a security perimeter in the eastern part. And, of course, obviously, the port they grabbed, they've always controlled for 500 years. They built on the Black Sea in the south. And they've said, we're keeping that. And as long as they don't join NATO, we'll pull back and give most of it up, other than Crimea, in a small security corridor. We'll even give Ukraine some disputed areas there in northeastern Ukraine that Russia has before this war, and we'll do a swap. And then the U.S. can come in with the mineral deal that's already there and economically control it. We don't want NATO controlling it. We want a deal that you won't have offensive weapons on our border in Ukraine. And that's what Putin's been saying for a decade or 15 years before he invaded. And Zelensky will never discuss it. He'll say, no, you've got to pay reparations. You've got to admit your tyrants. You've got to give us, quote, everything back. No apologies for what they did. And so Trump said, hey, you don't have the cards at that meeting 4 or 5 months ago at the White House. And if you don't, we're going to pull out and Russia's going to take the whole country, which they don't even want. But the Russians have said, we'll go in to Kharkiv on the east. It's already surrounded, and Kiev, to the north-central area, and we will take it by encircling it and laying siege to it and giving everybody a few weeks to get out, and then once those people don't leave, we're going to level it. And Russia does not want to do that. Russia has said the United States can have Ukraine, which produced 40% of the Cold War weapons. It's their main industrial center. Because it's around the border with Europe. Russia has destroyed their own infrastructure. Russia with the Ukrainians, that's the same. It's like cousins. It's like a German Shepherd versus an Alsatian. It's just a different variety of German Shepherd. I mean, it's literally where Russia started 1,000 years ago. They're all called Slavs, whether you're in Serbia or Poland or Russia or Ukraine. Or Georgia, they're all called Slavs because of this one Orthodox priest that came in there and evangelized people. Slav the Wise. He came from Ukraine. He came from Kiev. And so again, that's why Putin, when he talked to Tucker a few years ago, just harped for like an hour on history saying, do you understand this? Do you know this? And Zelensky's banned the Orthodox Church and banned all, even the political opposition that's loyal to him. You know, they agree with the war, but they want to be elected. Nope, no election. He's a dictator. And he's an actor and a comedian and a guy that plays pianos with his penis. I mean, the guy's a joke. He dresses up like a little, you know, commando or whatever. You know, Hitler wore military uniforms, and I didn't agree with Hitler and, you know, thought Hitler was a bad guy, but Hitler was a war hero. Iron Cross, first class, that's a Congressional Medal of Honor. And then he had a bunch of other Iron Crosses. In fact, in World War I, he said, this is on record, I don't have time to come to the award ceremonies. I don't have time to be examined to have these awards. I don't want more awards. So when Hitler wore his little, you know, dictator outfit, he actually did it. Zelensky has never been in the Boy Scouts. But he wears his little commando outfits and his little insignias. And it's a joke. It's total stolen valor. And then he's putting conscripting all these people, including Down syndrome and now women, into the military to literally be eaten up by Russian artillery and drones. So, I mean, imagine if I wore a military outfit. I've never been in the military. You'd be like, this guy's a joke. Well, it's the same thing with Zelensky. He wears these military commander outfits, but he's never fired a shot in anger. Oh, but he sits back and follows the globalist script as a good actor, though. So, Putin coming to America, Russians cheer. Will Zelensky get Alaska invite? The word is Trump's been inviting him if he'll actually be part of the deal. Trump invites Putin to step foot in America. Ooh. which is symbolic because the Russians sold us Alaska for almost nothing. European leaders call for protection of Ukraine as Trump-Putin summit looms. Protection? NATO went in there and got them to start the war. They lost. Trump's trying to give them a deal to keep 90% of their territory and have a huge financial deal and end this. Neocon Bolton, Alaska summit, a gift to Moscow. He compares it to after 9/11, the president meeting with Al-Qaeda. Well, Bolton, you and the neocons, literally Trotskyites, got kicked out of Russia by Stalin. That's where they come from. He's not from there, but he's one of the few guys that wasn't. Crystal's dad, all of them. They came over here and became the conservatives and got financed by the CIA to take over the conservative movement in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s and launch all these wars. It is the neocons on record financing and running Al-Qaeda through USAID and all the rest of it, hundreds of billions of dollars going back to George W. Bush. Hell, before that, it's Viktor Brzezinski and Jimmy Carter and then Reagan and then on and on and on. So don't sit here and tell us this is like Trump meeting with Al-Qaeda after 9/11. You can't talk about Al-Qaeda. NATO, Israel, Turkey, right before Trump got in, finally overthrew Assad and put the worldwide leader of Al-Qaeda in charge. Even CNN said, well, he was Al-Qaeda, but he's good now. And now there's another civil war there. So, again, they use these analogies, and it's literally the people that run Al-Qaeda that are saying this. But the biggest takeaway I'll get to in a moment is Russia warning of false flags and titanic efforts to stop this. But first, here's Bolton. And then meanwhile, J.D. Vance is over there meeting with European leaders trying to get them to go along with this deal. Here it is.
I mean, you were in the room in 2018 in Helsinki when this happened. What do you make of the fact that Putin has now been invited to Alaska?
Well, it's very gracious of Putin to come to former Russian America for this summit. This is not quite as bad as Trump inviting the Taliban to Camp David to talk about the peace negotiations in Afghanistan. But it certainly reminds one of that. The only better place for Putin than Alaska would be if the summit were being held in Moscow. So the initial setup, I think, is a great victory for Putin. He's a rogue leader of a pariah state, and he's going to be welcomed into the United States. Second, I have a feeling this is sliding very quickly in Russia's direction. We're not quite back at February the 28th in the Oval Office when Trump told Zelensky, you don't have any cards. But what's happening is that Russia and the United States are discussing what terms they're going to present to Zelensky. And it may well be that Zelensky has no choice here. Surrendering is always one way to get a peace deal. And it seems to me, you listen to Trump talking about how things are progressing, that even without the meeting, Putin's got his old magic back with Trump and all that disappointment, all that outrage, so on and so forth. Now you're talking about a deal between Trump and Putin. Think of the press that will get. I have to say, from the strategic perspective, from the U.S. interest perspective, this was not a good day.
Okay, so the West, on record for decades, has tried to gear up Ukraine to get Russia to attack. They've overthrown a bunch of governments, just like they've done in Romania and Albania, and tried to do in Slovakia, and arresting, the front runner of the presidential election in France this year, Marie Le Pen, on and on and on. If AFD would have won, almost did. Oh, we're going to cancel that election in Germany. You're the tyrants. And then, oh, this is going to be a victory for Russia if there's a peace deal. Russia's already won its military aims that they stated before they invaded 3.5 years ago. They've won. NATO doesn't have the cards. Any real military analyst admits that. Even NATO admits that. They want hundreds of billions and a 250,000 NATO army to be raised to go officially fight the Russians. You see the escalation here? They want to bomb all of Russia. They've already did it with Operation Spiderweb. You see the escalation here? We're on their border. They're not on ours. And Zelensky won't make a deal. And Trump has said since he got in, if he doesn't make a deal, I will go make the deal. And you better believe the U.S. runs the Ukrainian military, runs it, runs the NATO weapons. They don't have the satellites. They don't have any of it. The U.S. runs it. None of it works without us. That's why I told you 3.5 years ago, the U.S. is running this. And earlier this year, New York Times pulled surprise that U.S. has secretly been running a whole war. No crap, Sherlock. And Trump's like, this is insane. He's like, I would be against it even if we were winning. But Russia is winning. And the only option he gets from the neocons is, well, let's go to full war with Russia. And Trump's like, what? All the analysts say that goes to nuclear war, you dumbasses. Meanwhile, Trump just got that deal with a bunch of Eastern European countries to take over the Belt and Road and build our own, and it's just dominating. He's taking everything away from Russia. He's taking everything away from the EU. These deals screw them even worse. I mean, when it comes to hardcore business, Trump is dominating for you. But people don't understand geopolitics. They don't even see any of this. Trump just got a deal. Since NATO blew up their Nord Stream pipeline to the Russians, okay, now you got to buy all your gas from us at a premium. $600 billion 2 weeks ago. So, believe me, Trump isn't sitting there giving Russia a back massage. With as many resources as Russia gets and has, we should do that. Get in there and get it and work with them. But that's not going on. So, that's the reality. And so everything Bolton says is a big, giant distortion. No, Bolton, you've destroyed America's view in the world in the Middle East. You've done all this. You lied. You were involved in 9/11 up to your eyeballs. And Netanyahu, you're a joke. You're a fraud. You're a scam. So don't sit here and say you're hurting American power. You got the BRICS supercharge. You drove Russia into China's arms, which has been since the 50s, the strategic aim that we would never want. You have destroyed America's standing in the world. You have had your domestic... Trump met with the Taliban to get them to agree to a bunch of stuff. You're the ones that evacuated and gave them $87 billion of weapons. Not us, not Trump. Again, he thinks you're stupid, ladies and gentlemen. Trump didn't support handing Syria over to Al-Qaeda. You guys did it. And Trump's pulled Bolton's security clearance earlier this year. That's good. He needs to be indicted because he withheld the intelligence that Russiagate was fake that was given to him from Trump. That's treason. He admits it. He brags about it. Remember Harry Reid? Let's give him fake intelligence reports. They did. They didn't just give Trump fake reports. That means you withhold the real reports. And it just got declassified a month ago. That Bolton withheld those from him. And by the way, grand juries have now been opened, I'm told, I told you this was coming months ago, dozens of big globalists have been named. Letitia James and all the rest of them and Jack Smith, but now it's even more, I'm told, with Ed Martin's task force. So it's happening, ladies and gentlemen. This is different than 8 years ago. And I get those of you that, you know, are living in the past and never saw any action. And I told you you wouldn't get action back then. I'm telling you, you're about to get action and you're getting action. That's why they're panicking. And that's why we're in the false flag zone of the globalists right now. As Russia said, Russia says there will be titanic efforts, close quote, to prevent peace with Ukraine. That means false flags. And they list that. And they list the type of false flags. I'll get to that. But here is J.D. Vance dispatched to Europe. The full article and videos is on Infowars.com to get them on board with this. So Trump is definitely pushing for peace. Very laudable. Very proud of it. A very good thing. He also roasted Greta Thunberg at the Munich Security Conference, where he was also pushing for them to abandon their insane Napoleonic and Hitlerian plan for total war with Russia. Here it is.
And expressing opinions isn't election interference. even when people express views outside your own country, and even when those people are very influential. And trust me, I say this with all humor, if American democracy can survive 10 years of Greta Thunberg scolding, you guys can survive a few months of Elon Musk. But what German democracy, what no democracy, American, German, or European will survive, is telling millions of voters that their thoughts and concerns, their aspirations, their pleas for relief are invalid or unworthy of even being considered.
All right, so everybody asks themselves, is Trump real? Is Vance real? Are they good? Yeah, they're good. Strategically. We want to cut Russia off from China and have them come in with a deal with us, not have the EU have a war with Russia to try to stay in political power that in the long run leads to nuclear war, at least financial collapse. We want to isolate China that's run by communist Chinese that have been funding the Democrats and controlling the West, to cut them off. That's happening. And then launch a real new American century, not based on neocon wars, but on freedom and prosperity and competition. And so, yeah, people go, well, actually, there's elements of the CIA that want to end this war with Russia because they know it's helping China. Yeah. Just because the CIA and some factions of it are right about some things. I was talking about this 30 years ago. This has always been the issue. So I've always been here. Just because we're getting people in government that aren't 100% against our country doesn't mean when, oh, well, now I'm for China taking over because I don't want the U.S. elites to be in control. There are elites now. We're taking the country back and we're cutting off the Chi-Coms. Got it? We have power. We hold the administration's feet to the fire. We're in charge. Got it? What, you think we stand up to communist China by putting the Democrats in? Well, J.D. Vance is just trying to end the war with Russia because he wants to cut China off. Yeah, exactly. You know what China's doing in the South China Sea and everywhere else? You know what they're doing, dominating the whole planet? What their agenda is? You think the Democrats are bad? The communist Chinese make them look like angels. And the Russians have got the biggest country in the world. More resources than the whole continent of Africa. The real strategy, Pentagon documents going back to the 50s and throughout, up till now, and the Rand Corporation and Carnegie, said the ultimate alliance would be the United States and Russia, geographically and resource-wise and culturally, and through soft power, we would dominate the whole planet and have a true golden age. And de-radicalize the Middle East, Saudi Arabia is going that way, and just stop it. And then we can have the Jetsons' future. But not under this current trajectory. So, yeah, I do support Trump and the security establishment beachhead we have that doesn't want to drive Russia in the arms of China and destroy the dollar in America's future. Yeah, 100%. I'm in alignment with that, of course. And stop the eugenics poisoning of our food and water and the Bill Gates plan and all the rest of it. And the Hollywood demoralization of the country. Trump's doing all the right things on that stuff, folks. Securing the border, national sovereignty, all of it. But the main danger is NATO attacking a nuclear reactor in eastern Ukraine, blowing up some NATO ships, planning on Russia, firing some missiles into Poland or Romania or something like that. We're in the prime zone right now for titanic efforts, as the Russians say, to derail this peace deal. Because Zelensky and NATO won't take it, so Trump says, fine, I'm going to go do a deal with Putin, offer it to them, and if they don't do it, we're out. And it's going to happen. And this brings down the whole globalist system. And it cuts Russia off from China and drives them into our arms, which in all strategic analyses is the obvious best move for everybody concerned. Empires that were smart didn't kill each other. They made alliances. They married their sons and daughters off. That's what they did. If the United States really wants to dominate the planet with soft power, we make a deal with Russia. And if we don't try to take their sovereignty and give them their pride and let them be in charge of their own thing, they want this deal. They know it's the deal for their own power, people. This is the brass ring geopolitically. This is what the globalists don't want. It's what they fear the most. Here's a few minutes of Trump spanking Zelensky famously. We'll come back with more of it because this is historic. And you're about to see part two of this. in the next week. Here it is.
Be tough. I could be tougher than any human being you've ever seen. I'd be so tough. But you're never going to get a deal that way. So that's the way it goes. All right, one more question. Yeah, please.
Hey, I want to respond to this. So look, for 4 years in the United States of America, we had a president who stood up at press conferences and talked tough about Vladimir Putin, and then Putin invaded Ukraine and destroyed a significant chunk of the country. The path to peace and the path to prosperity is maybe engaging in diplomacy. We tried the pathway of Joe Biden of thumping our chest and pretending that the president of the United States' words mattered more than the president of the United States' actions. What makes America a good country is America engaging in diplomacy. That's what President Trump is doing.
Can I ask you?
Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So he occupied our parts, big parts of Ukraine, parts of East and Crimea. So he occupied it on 2014. So during a lot of years, so I'm not speaking about just Biden, but those time was Obama, then President Obama, then President Trump, then President Biden, now President Trump, and God bless, now President Trump will stop him. But during 2014, nobody stopped him. He just occupied and took. He killed people. You know what the contact
2015. Line?
2014.
2014
and 2014.
Well, 2014.
Yeah, yeah. So
I was not here.
Yeah, but
that's exactly
but,
right.
Yes,
yeah.
But during 2014 till 2022, yeah, the same. Well, the situation the same? The people have been dying on the contact line. Nobody stopped him. You know that we had conversations with him, a lot of conversations, my bilateral conversation, and we signed with him, me, like a new president. In 2019, I signed with him the deal. I signed with him, Macron and Merkel, we signed ceasefire. Ceasefire, all of them told me that he will never go. We signed him gas contract. Yes, but after that, he broken this ceasefire. He killed our people and he didn't.
All right, let's stop there. I'm going to come back with the real fireworks if you forget it, but NATO and their back forces were bombing all on the Russian border this whole time. They were overthrowing Ukraine with a coup, and we're going to take their port. That's why they went in there. Just like the Chi-Coms were going to take the Panama Canal we built, and Trump just went in there and took it back. It's the same thing. We'll be right back with hour number two. Remember, we have the best methylene blue out there. You really need to get it at thealexjonesstore.com. The best methylene blue. It's such a game changer, and it funds the operation. Best Methylene Blue, thealexjonesstore.com.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? Because I love this stuff, Methylene Blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What has the effect of our medical-grade Methylene Blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. You know, I used to like Brain Force. Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple of days. So I'm going to take my dose of Methylene Blue at my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine at the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
Please remember that this broadcast is only as powerful as you make it. When you share the live feed from Real Alex Jones on X, on your email list, or text message, on other platforms, word of mouth, on X, it changes the world. When you share the feed from Infowars.com/show, it changes the world. So remember, Paul Revere's, you're not part of the solution, you are the solution, you're everything. When you share the live feed, when you share the clips of the show, when you send that out to everyone you know, that's the reach, the amplification, that is 99% of this operation. You are the whole shooting match, and the info war is everything, and you are the mind, the bones, the guts, the blood, the will, the soul of the info war. So release your will and power now. Destroy them.
Yeah.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.